Welcome to the Mortgage Update with Dan Frio. For over 10 years, Dan has been helping AM 1160 listeners. With so many companies to choose from and hundreds of loan options, the mortgage process can be confusing and costly. Be sure to listen each day for Dan and learn the difference between FHA, VA, and conventional loans. You'll also learn how to negotiate lower interest rates and fees, as well as steps to buying your first home and whether refinancing makes sense. Stay tuned to find out why Chicago's top realtors are choosing Dan Frio.
Hey there, and welcome back to the Mortgage Update with Dan Frio. And I, of course, am Dan Frio. And today we have my friend Angie Stockton.
Hi, Dan.
She is a realtor out in the western suburbs. She's a good friend of mine. And we do a lot of business together. And hopefully in 2019, we can do a ton of business.
Absolutely. Looking forward to it.
What we're trying to do is educate everyone out there. If you're listening to the show or you know somebody, a coworker, a daughter, an ex-spouse, a whatever that is in the market to purchase a home, please have them listen. We also have, we podcasted all of the shows and you can find it on iTunes. I have it on the website anywhere. I'll post it everywhere and anywhere we can possibly post it to get the word out. So again, my name is Dan Frio, The Mortgage Update. Today we're going to talk about pre-qualifications and pre-approvals. So it's kind of funny because right before we started the show, Angie and I were talking about this, and you're an educated person mm-hmm. in this business. Mm-hmm. Tell the listeners what you thought or the differences, if any, that you thought between a pre-qualification mm-hmm. and a pre-approval.
I will, because I think most people come with a pre-approval letter. It's the words pre-approval are on that. Yeah. And so I have always understood that a pre-qualification is a letter that states that a buyer has gone to a lender and given them information, and based on that information, they received a pre-qualification letter. A pre-approval letter was always that it had been underwritten, had gone through automated underwriting. They'd given their information, but the credit had been run, and the lender had checked all of that information that was given. Not a full process of the mortgage underwriting, but had gone through those preliminary processes.
Yeah.
And that was what a pre-approval letter was.
And I hated to say, tell her, and I know this, I've done this 30 years, but every year I have to take continued ed.
Uh-huh.
And honestly, I always thought, I knew the difference between a pre-qualification and pre-approval. I kind of thought it was the same thing.
Uh-huh.
During the education process, here's what I found out is mostly everything you get from a lender is a pre-qualification, not a pre-approval.
Which is interesting.
The reason being is, and I do mostly pre-qualifications, mm-hmm. but I kind of go a little further than most, because I always say, and if you've ever worked with me in the past, you might hear me say this, I don't want to go down this road and hit a brick wall.
Right.
I don't want to go down a dead end road. The clients that you have that go on, they're on realtor.com.
Mm-hmm.
Most of them are probably techie savvy. They're on the websites.
Right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
They're scanning the webs. So, you know, there's a lot of web mortgage companies out there. Do you see those being used? And if so, let me scan back a second. A lot of clients I have that are calling me have already applied, and I kind of hate this because
uh-huh.
I've been on 1160 for like 15 years, but a lot of them have tried some of the online companies
uh-huh. yeah.
and they get really frustrated.
Yeah. Truthfully, I hear the statistics that these online companies are doing well, and it baffles me because that's not been my experience. Truthfully, it hasn't. I have had pretty much almost every client I have had has ended up working with a lender like or broker like yourself, a lender. I truthfully only had one client who attempted to work with one of the online mortgage lenders, and they ended up not writing with them, because the biggest problem I saw, and for me as a realtor as well, the biggest problem was trying to get a person on the other end of the phone that you could mm-hmm. communicate with. And it really, that's not a process you want to go through if you don't have somebody holding your hand. You know, if you need, not only do you need to have your realtor walking you through that process, but your lender should be somebody that you trust that you can walk through that process with. I mean, they don't know. Most people don't know what goes on in that process. They don't do this every day. So if you're trying to talk to somebody on the on an online process and you can't get a hold of a person, it can delay the loan.
I see. I mean, to me, that is the biggest going down a dead end road or potentially.
Mm-hmm.
Here's why. I have online presence, and I ask a lot of the clients that call in to go on my website and apply.
Right.
The reason being is just so I don't, you know, misinput a Social Security number, the exact spelling of their name, the exact spelling of their, you know, the address they live now and things like that. But as soon as, kind of like you with Realtor.com, Angie gets a lot of leads from Realtor.com. So as soon as you click on that, that you're interested in a property, so you're going to get a phone call from Angie if you're in the western suburbs. What I do is I get alerted of that as well when somebody goes online and applies for a mortgage. I immediately call them. The reason being is if I asked you what your income is and what your debts are, what are you putting in? Are you putting in your gross and your overtime and, you know, or your net and things like, you know, other things?
Right.
When I ask for your debts, do you realize your debts have to be child support? If you're paying child support, student loans, even if they're deferred, there's a lot of things that most people don't get. Also, you know, talking about your son right before the show, he's working a ton of overtime.
Right.
He's not on the job for 2 years.
Right.
Overtime can't be used. So if he went online and applied for a mortgage, he'd say, well, last week I made $4,000.
Exactly.
You can't use it.
Nope.
So you're going down a dead-end road. So again, let's break this down. Pre-qualifications and pre-approvals. In most cases, you're going to get a pre-qualification.
But the letter's probably going to say a pre-approval.
Yeah. So, so if you have not talked to somebody, sent them your tax returns, pay stubs, W-2s, bank statements, you have a slim pre-qualification.
Right. And on top of that, I don't think people realize, too, you do need to disclose if you're divorced. And the divorce decree needs to be part of what the lender looks at. If you have a bankruptcy, they need to know when that was discharged. If you have any rental income, they may even want to see the lease for the rental income.
There's a lot.
Yeah.
And you wouldn't, on our side of the fence, you can't imagine how much digging is done in the files. Well, every day we have a customer frustrated with us, I guess is the best word. Because they're like, you know, why do you need that? Why, you know, you were just telling me about tell us about a bank statement. I'll give you the hint. The deposit.
Oh. Well, I don't think that a lot of buyers understand that there are things that can flag your mortgage through the mortgage process. One of those things is if you deposit a large amount of money. The thinking is, wow, it's a deposit. Why does it matter? Well, it matters anytime there's any significant change in your credit profile, you have to have a paper trail. And so even if it's a gift, you still have to have a gift letter so that the lender knows that that money is not going to be expected to be repaid. So I think a lot of times people think, well, it's a deposit, no big deal, but they need to be aware of that. Also, a lot of times, I think maybe people are more educated more now than they have been in the past, but still they're not aware that if you were to apply for the loan, everything's going well, you're going out to look for furniture for your new home, do not purchase that furniture under any circumstance. Don't put it on credit or a car. Yeah, don't do anything with your credit profile once you're in the process of the loan.
What about here? Another big red flag, and sorry, we're going off on a tangent on this one, but you know, things that would hinder you from the mortgage process. I, as the lender, if you went online, for example, and applied, you might say you have $5,000 in the bank, or you have $5,000. Maybe it's cash.
If it's in your mattress, it doesn't count.
It doesn't count. And that's you in today's world. You hate to say it, but you know, in the day, God bless you if you had $5,000 in cash. You'd be like, woo.
Right.
Nowadays, it's like, okay, that's zero.
Yeah,
now,
exactly.
Let's start from there with your down payment or whatever else you need. So that's another thing. Don't quit your job.
Right.
you know, don't quit your job in the middle of this. Just, even if you take another job with somebody else doing the same thing, mm-hmm. please let your lender know mm-hmm. these things. Mm-hmm. Okay. So now back to pre-quals. A pre-qual is basically you call the lender, you go online, you put in your information. Within 2 minutes, you get a pre-approval. It's not a pre-approval. It's a pre-qualification because if you did not provide, again, your tax returns, federal tax returns, W-2s, pay stubs, bank statements, and most likely spoke with someone to make sure they have 100% of your data, mm-hmm. it's a pre-qualification. Mm-hmm. So when we get back, what we're going to do is talk about what you should do and the process you should take to make sure once you go out and find that house of your dream with Angie, you can close. And you can close hopefully within 30 days or less. Mm-hmm. So we want to make sure you're not going down that dead-end road and hitting a brick wall because it's wasting your time, mm-hmm. my time, Angie's time, everybody's time. We don't want that. We want to help you, but we don't want to take you down a kind of a false leading trail
right.
and hitting a brick wall. Yeah. So, Angie, before we go or do the pause, and we'll be back in 2 minutes, tell them how they can get a hold of you.
You can call me, 630-800-7740, or you can text that number or email me at angie@greatsuburban.com.
Okay. And again, this is Dan Frio, the Mortgage Update. Please, if you have any questions, give me a call at 630-338-1160. You can find me on the web at 1160mortgage.com. Actually, what I usually try to ask people to do is just Google and go into Dan Frio, D-A-N-F-R-I-O. You'll be able to track down my LinkedIn, my Facebook, my YouTubes, my emails, my websites, everything possibly about me. And, you know, get the facts about me before you make that phone call. But I hope you should like what you see. God bless. Stay tuned.